Prince Johan Friso of the Netherlands, the younger brother of the new Dutch king, has died. He was 44 years old. As Stefan Bas reports, his death comes 18 months after a skiing accident left him in a coma from which he never regained consciousness.
For more than half a century, the Dutch royal family spent their annual skiing holiday in the Austrian town of Lech. But on February 17, 2012, tragedy struck. Prince Friso was in an avalanche and spent 25 minutes trapped under the snow. More than a year of intensive care followed in Austria, Britain, and eventually in a palace in the Netherlands. But he never really woke up from a coma, despite showing what medics said were sometimes signs of minimal consciousness. On Monday, the government said Prince Friso died from complications that arose as a consequence of the brain damage caused by oxygen deprivation. It was a difficult time for the family, including for his mother, now known as Princess Beatrix. In her last annual Christmas remarks on national television before abdicating as queen, she reflected on that period.
Laat liefde verbinden.
Allow love to unite, let hope live, and let faith give strength. These are inspiring words that have given my family strength this year, she said. Prince Friso will be remembered as a reluctant royal who valued privacy, as he already made clear when he just finished university and began working for consultancy firm McKinsey. Prince Friso was also a founding shareholder of Wizz Air, Eastern Europe's largest low-cost airline, and very active for cultural and social projects. Yet he wasn't without controversy. He renounced his right to the throne when he married a commoner whose past was considered too controversial for her to become a member of the Dutch royal house. When asked for permission in 2003 to marry Mabel Wisse-Smit, Dutch media published details of her relationship with mobster Klaas Bruinsma. He was shot and killed in 1991 in front of the Amsterdam Hilton Hotel. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.